USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
If Russia invades Ukraine, there will be far-reaching sanctions. So says German President Olaf Scholz, who met with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Scholz pledged solidarity with Zelensky, saying Ukraine's sovereignty is non-negotiable. The meeting of the two leaders come as the West continues to use many diplomatic channels as possible to de-escalate tensions. Zelensky floated the possibility of dropping his country's goal of joining NATO. It's an issue at the heart of the conflict with Russia, and a reversal from Sunday when he said Ukraine would seek to join the alliance. Police in Albuquerque have arrested a man suspected of stabbing 11 people over the weekend as he rode a bicycle. 42-year-old Tobias Gutierrez has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The stabbings appear to have been committed at random. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did we book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The law has been on Canada's books since the late 80s, but it's being used for the first time ever.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will invoke emergency measures for the first time to give his Liberal government extraordinary powers in trying to end demonstrations against COVID-19 vaccine mandates that have paralyzed the capital, Ottawa, and continue to block some cross-border traffic. Trucker Mike Johnson is part of the protest.
I'm not going anywhere. Whatever, I made some phone calls and I rearranged my life, and me and most of these other men here and some women too. We're resolved, man. We're not going anywhere.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The accounting firm Mazars is cutting ties with former President Donald Trump and his company, the Trump Organization. The notification became public in a court filing as part of a New York State investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow lost 172 points, the Nasdaq lost a fraction, and the S&P 500 was off about 17 points. Enrollment in Catholic schools in the country rose nearly 4%, rebounding from a sharp drop caused by the pandemic. The National Catholic Educational Association says nationwide enrollment increased to about 1.68 million students, the first increase in two decades, the largest jump recorded in at least five decades. The annual report said the Catholic school community were optimistic when schools returned to in-person classes this fall, as many did during the previous year, but they continue to face challenges as they cope with the pandemic. Opening arguments have begun in the federal hate crimes trial of the three Georgia men charged in connection with the death of Ahmaud Arbery, the black jogger whose 2020 shooting fueled protests and calls for racial justice. Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryant have been sentenced to life in prison following a state murder trial. The federal trial will focus on whether race was a motivating factor in Arbery's killing. Less than 1% of New York City's municipal workforce was canned for failing to comply with the city's vaccine mandate. It happened Friday. The more than 1,400 city workers fired likely represents the largest mass termination of municipal employees in response to a vaccine mandate. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.